a man who teaches us about the wonderful things that can be found and enjoyed in what we might at first think of as rotten weather. Larry Weber this morning. Howdy there, sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. You know, way back at the beginning of the month, we mentioned how April can be so unpredictable. And it looked like, as it started to unfold, that it wasn't going to happen this time, but Mother Nature did it again. If you look at the statistics for April of this year, we're winding down now, so if you look at the statistics, you'll see that the first half was considerably warmer than the second half. We had an average temperature for the first half up until the 15th of about 45 degrees, which was close to 6 degrees above normal. And then the second half, we dropped off to an average temperature of around 41. So, wow, quite a surprise, quite a difference. Also, no snow at all in the first half, but we got some snow in the second half. If you look at the statistics of the Weather Service, the amount of snow in April for this year was only about 2 inches. That's certainly very different places. The normal April will give us almost 7 inches, but of course we got spoiled in the first half and we didn't want to see any snow at all. The snow that came a couple of days ago is lasting because of days like yesterday where the temperature was in the 20s all day. I went out walking and visiting the vernal ponds that I have talked about a lot in recent weeks, and I thought they were looking better, and I thought the frogs were calling in good amounts and so forth. Well, yesterday they obviously were quiet, and several of the vernal ponds had ice. This really doesn't kill the frogs. It slows them down. They'll just take a rest, but, you know, ice forms on the top of the water, and the ice and the eggs that they produce are underneath that, so it won't kill them, but it is going to slow them down, and we won't be hearing frogs again until it starts to melt a little bit more, and according to forecast, I think we will get some melting tomorrow, getting back up into the 50s, which is about normal temperature for this time of year. The warmest temperature, the warmest time we had for the whole month was 70 degrees, and that happened way back about the 15th of the month. And then the lowest was 24. Now, that is kind of a surprise because in April we'll consider often get temperatures down into the teens. And so you put it all together, and we are, yes, again, going to have a month that's warmer than normal. Precipitation-wise, it turned around a great deal. We were very dry beginning of the month, and now we're considerably above normal. Even if we got none of this forecasted rain, we would still be above normal. As we get into May, we like to think that's all behind us, but it's not unusual that there's ice and rain in ice and snow in the early part of May. And for those who have a good memory, I got to throw this out. Spring of 2010 was really an interesting spring, extremely early spring. We had ice out before April. I actually paddled on a lake in March. And then we went through the rest of March, no snow at all. We went through April, no snow at all. And then on the 8th of May, the night of the 7th and the 8th of May, we got about 5 inches of snow. And so things could definitely still happen. Watch out. It's interesting to see how the birds adapted to this. When the weather gets chilly, the place I look for the insect-eating birds that have already arrived, things like phoebes, yellow-rumped warblers, ruby-crowned kinglets, the place I look for them is at the edge of water, ponds and lakes, because that place, the water temperature is a little bit slower to cool, and therefore there is insect activity still going on there, and that's what I did. I went saw a great deal of them, a lot of them that were active there. The other one that was interesting happened on Wednesday. Tuesday was not that chilly of a day. We did get temperatures into the 50s. At night, it started to cool, and we got rain. And a lot of earthworms were out moving, and the earthworms got caught out on the roads. The temperatures dropped into the 30s. Well, the next day was Robin Day. It was amazing, amazing on Wednesday to see how many robins. I mean, this is the day that we had school canceled for the first time the entire school year because of the wet snow and rain and ice, and yet the robins were absolutely abundant, hundreds of them, that came out on the road to feast on these earthworms. They were joined by juncos and a pretty large number of hermit thrushes. And so it's really interesting. You didn't even need to look beyond the road to see all the birds. Other things of note, I think we are still getting some migrants. Anybody I mentioned last week who wants to go out and see an interesting flock of migrants, just go out along the St. Louis River. I saw them at the Highway 23 bridge at Fond du Lac, but there is a flock I mentioned last week of about 60. This year, week when I saw them, I'd estimate 200 at least. There's a huge flock of pelicans. Pelicans are very big birds. They're one of the biggest birds that we'll see in this part of the country. And they are out there hanging around trying to get whatever they can. That river will not freeze, so there will be food available, and they just kind of take it easy and rest. Pelicans do nest in Minnesota, but I don't expect these will be nesting there. Also of note, again, having to do with migration, I saw flocks of blue jays just yesterday. Blue jays, some of them will last all winter, but when the flocks show up, those are migrant. And so, yeah, they're joining the other migrants we're getting. And red-winged blackbirds. Red-winged blackbird males came back already in March and started singing. Well, yesterday I saw the first female arrive. She was almost a month or maybe even more than a month behind the first of the males, but she was there. Maybe the greatest bird news this week is I saw the nest of a woodcock. I had someone tell me that this woodcock was nesting in some such place, and I went there and I found it. A woodcock is a type of water bird, though they don't really go to lakes or ponds. They do go to wetlands. And they take their long bill they have, and they stick it down into the mud to feed on various invertebrates, mostly worms. Well, this one had chosen a site in the woods for making its nest, and since the body is brown, it's very hard to see it among the leaves, but nevertheless, she was there. Also of note this week, I saw the first big brown bat of the season. Somebody asked me, where do they spend the winter? Well, a lot of big brown bats will just move into buildings if they can, and I saw the first one of those. Butterflies have kind of slowed down, but we don't forget we did have a mild day 1 week ago tomorrow, and we have them forecasted for clear skies again tomorrow. So be on the lookout. We could see more butterflies, dragonflies, bumblebees. All those insects are out there. The trees are starting to leaf. I mentioned last week elderberry. That's a small tree. They're going to be joined by a few other small ones. Right now, there's some cherries that are starting to open their leaves. Honeysuckle, as I mentioned, opening leaves. Willows are opening leaves. And then, of course, our lovely lilac is starting to open its leaves. But speaking of leaves, this is an interesting thing. All winter, I had been watching a few kinds of trees, ironwood, red oak, and sugar maple, that have kept their brown leaves all winter. And I kept wondering, when are they going to drop those leaves? Well, with the ironwood, it happened this week, and boy, it was amazing. I have a large number of ironwood that grow here, and it seemed like just on cue like that, they all drop their leaves. They're getting ready to make new leaves, so here they keep them all the way to the end of April. And then, of course, we are getting some flowers out there. Forsythia might be the most obvious of the flowers on the trees. Most of the tree flowers otherwise are more like the catkins, but they are out there. And spring wildflowers at Jay Cook are starting to show up. So far, I've seen hepatica, bloodroot, spring beauty, wild ginger, and nearby marsh marigolds in a swampy area. So despite all the weather conditions we have there, the days continue to get longer. As of yesterday, we now have sunrise before 6 o'clock in the morning and more than 14 hours of daylight, and things are responding. So those who don't appreciate this chilly, cool weather, just hold on for a while. Things will change. So take care. Okay.
Thanks so much, Larry. Larry Weber this morning. He's a naturalist, educator, author, and our host for Backyard Almanac every Friday right here on Northland Morning.